Imagine your car's check engine light flashing. Would you cover it with tape or investigate the problem? Most of us do the equivalent with our anxiety. We try to eliminate it rather than understand its message. This is just one of the powerful insights from The Science of Stuck, where Britt Frank bridges neuroscience and everyday experience to explain why we get trapped in cycles of procrastination, anxiety, and self-sabotage. The book's premise is revolutionary yet simple. What we perceive as personal failings are actually sophisticated biological responses designed to keep us safe. Your stuckness isn't a character flaw. It's your brain doing exactly what it evolved to do. The question isn't why you're broken, but why your brilliant survival system is working overtime when no actual danger exists. Anxiety isn't an enemy to conquer, but a sophisticated internal navigation system. When anxious, your body is communicating something important. The mental health system often overlooks that anxiety responds to real external factors like oppression, trauma, or systemic issues. And most therapists can become licensed without learning about the body's stress responses. Anxiety disorders are better understood as anxiety responses, survival mechanisms rather than malfunctions. When anxious, you switch from your rational brain to your survival brain. Understanding the differences between anxiety, uncomfortable physical sensations without clear source, fear, similar sensations with clear source, and worry, diet fear, helps you respond more effectively. Consider Joe, whose social anxiety was actually a reasonable fear response to past sexual assault. By recognizing this as a trauma response and developing appropriate coping strategies, she eliminated her symptoms. Anxiety functions like a superpower, not because it feels good, but because it guides you toward what needs attention. Ever wonder why you remain immobile despite knowing what to do? Surprisingly, staying stuck serves a purpose. When viewed with self-acceptance rather than shame, even self-defeating behaviors offer hidden rewards that maintain our patterns. These rewards form the four P's. First, staying stuck prevents discomfort. Getting unstuck often requires uncomfortable changes. Second, it protects you from emotions. All emotions serve important functions. Anger signals injustice, sadness indicates loss, and fear warns of threats. Third, staying stuck promotes connection. We often mirror our primary attachment figure's behaviors to bond with them. Fourth, it points to problems. Depression and feeling stuck may be nature's way of signaling needed change. Understanding these benefits creates momentum, while denying them breeds shame. Procrastination isn't laziness, but protection from potential failure. Acknowledging these rewards without judgment is the first step toward change. The concept of laziness as a moral failing has persisted since the 16th century, but what we label as laziness is actually a trauma response. Your brain prioritizes survival over happiness, carefully budgeting energy. When this budget is off, you experience anxiety, excess energy, or fatigue, energy deficit. Your body's perception of safety overrides conscious thought. What seems like laziness is your physiology responding to perceived threats. Unresolved trauma manifests as indecisiveness, over-apologizing, difficulty saying no, people-pleasing, perfectionism, racing thoughts, and procrastination. Trauma isn't limited to catastrophic events. As Dr. Peter Levine explains, trauma is anything that's too much, too fast, or too soon, essentially your brain's inability to process information. Feeling overwhelmed or unfocused are trauma responses, regardless of whether you identify as a trauma survivor. There's no such thing as an unmotivated person. Humans are always motivated, either making conscious choices or responding to perceived threats. When you feel unmotivated, your brain is actually conserving energy for survival. The shadow represents parts of ourselves we're ashamed to admit. Like physical shadows forming when light is blocked, psychological shadows emerge when we block awareness. People often have shadows around creativity, believing they must always be practical, or anger, believing they must always be nice. Shadow intelligence, SQ, means knowing your shadows thoroughly. Shadow work releases energy previously spent suppressing parts of yourself. Even seemingly negative traits like resentment, procrastination, and envy can offer gifts, boundary awareness, threat protection, and insight into desires. Having multiple internal parts is normal and distinct from disorder. The parts perspective views issues like procrastination as internal conflict rather than character flaws. Internal family systems works with these parts as a cast of characters, fearful children, sullen teenagers, and critical parents. For effective self-talk, transform inner monologue into dialogue by using your name or pronouns instead of I. This third-person approach creates psychological distance from stressors. Research shows it improves self-control under stress, as we typically treat others more kindly than ourselves. Relationship issues are universal equalizers, but shifting out of stuck patterns doesn't require years of therapy, just willing participants and accurate information. A conflict language creates safety during difficult conversations, preventing amygdala hijack. Six useful approaches include social distancing, physical space during conflict, time limits, timers and breaks, virtual versus in-person options, emergency exit, safe words, food fights, eating during conversations, and geographic location, choosing where to talk. The biggest misconception about boundaries is that they need others' agreement. Boundaries are about your choices in response to others' behavior, not controlling others. When you say, "they keep crossing my boundaries," you likely mean they didn't do what you wanted. That's a request, not a boundary. "I'm sorry" is often hollow, especially with blame-shifting if statements. Instead, make amends through the four O's: own your behavior, observe its impact, outline prevention plans, and offer to listen. Chess has endured for 1,500 years as a perfect metaphor for life. Both are complex, require sacrifices, and benefit from strategy. Sometimes we end up in zugzwang when any move seems to worsen the situation. Here are seven rules to escape being stuck. 1. Take inventory. View all areas of your life as chess pieces: career, money, social life, relationships, health. This helps you see the whole board rather than fixating on one area. 2. Look for easy moves. When overwhelmed, start with simple actions. All moves count. 3. Make a list of three choices. For each stuck area, identify three small choices that could create movement. 4. Know which pieces you can and cannot move. Distinguish between what's truly unchangeable and what only seems that way. 5. Do one thing. Newton's first law applies. Objects at rest stay at rest until acted upon. Choose one task and commit to it within a week. 6. Listen to feedback. Movement generates guidance. Like GPS, you won't receive direction until you start moving. 7. Celebrate. You might not be stuck, just failing to acknowledge smaller wins. Celebration isn't frivolous, but a powerful brain hack that shifts your physiology. Don't wait for readiness. Only willingness matters. Expect discomfort as you shift. Your brain isn't broken, it's responding efficiently to perceived threats. Take small steps consistently. Trust your body to guide you forward.